Grace and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. We celebrate the Reformation. It should not be only one day. We're moving towards the 499th anniversary of Luther's birthday on November 10th. Next year it will be the 500th. It will be observed in many ways across the country and in many other countries. We have recently observed various other anniversaries. In 1977, the 400th of the Formula of Concord. We have observed the 450th of the Small Catechism. In 1980, the 450th of the Augsburg Confession, the 400th of the Book of Concord. We have a little anniversary of our own to remember, also here on campus at Concordia Seminary, Concordia Theological Seminary. We have a Luther statue, which is 25 years old, which was dedicated in Springfield during the first school year when I was at the seminary, and it was a great occasion. This is one which speaks to us, and while the first year the seminary was here, that statue had not been brought. A verse was written. We didn't know that first year whether God himself was here without that Luther statue. He had been a companion to the students, and when there was a complaint to be made on one of the Reformation festivals, this Luther statue stepped down from its pedestal, and it left large painted footmarks on the sidewalks in Springfield. And maintenance complained that they used real paint. But it nailed 95 pieces on the door of Luther Hall. They had to do mostly with the food in the dining hall and with some other regulations. And there was indeed some fun, and the statue came to be greatly loved. This statue tells us finally, my brethren, be of good courage. As we read, put on the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The statue was ordered in the 50s. Dr. Walter Bepler, Dr. Martin Naumann. The sculptor was from Hanover, the foundry near Cologne. It was designed to be a new statue, expressive for our time and for our seminary. Not the staid, old academic in academic robes, which stands there at Worms, which stands at St. Louis, which stands at Wartburg, which stands at St. Paul, Minnesota, but a new one. This is the head of Luther, drawn in 1520 by Lucas Cranach, who was a very good friend of Luther, knew him very well. This is the embattled monk who nailed the 95 theses. He still had his tonsure. He still wore the cowl. In 1517, he nailed the 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg, the castle church. And those theses spread so rapidly from the end of October that early in 1518, the Pope had to send an emissary, Sylvester Prierias Mazzolini, an impressive character, but who was not educated in theology, and he was no match for Luther. And the Pope had to recall him, and he sent a cardinal, Cardinal Cajetan. But Cardinal Cajetan was not yet the Bible scholar that he became later. He called Luther before him. This was to be at Augsburg. And Luther recognized, here is a power. And he escaped out of Augsburg, because what had happened to other reformers earlier could happen again. Next came Carl von Miltitz, a polished gentleman who brought an agreement. If we will be quiet on your side and on our side, we can end this affair in Germany. But Miltitz did not remain quiet. So Luther did not remain quiet either. And he was busy in these years writing many things, writing some of the principal documents of the Reformation. There was the appeal to the German nobility that they should stand together for this, and this they gladly did, and there came about a small called league which in 1530 was willing to go to battle with the opposing forces at the time of the Augsburg Confession. He wrote the captivity, the Babylonian captivity of the church, an important document of the Reformation, and finally the freedom of the Christian man. He is free and a servant to no man. He is captive and a slave to God. Seemingly contradictory propositions, but both extremely true. No one should graduate from this seminary without reading these basic writings of the Reformation. There is a great encouragement and strength in that we should celebrate indeed the Reformation and remind ourselves of those things which took place there. This was the monk who had nailed 95 theses on the church door at Wittenberg, who was driven back and forth. Dr. Eck came with a ban from the Pope. Dr. Luther burned this ban, December 10, 1520, and immediately there was called a council, a diet at Worms, to which Luther then had to appear. There was indeed a persecution underway to take care of this monk in Germany, and his friends, after he had appeared April 17 and 18 in Worms, soon thereafter, in April, in May, took him to the Wartburg, and Wartburg gave him rest from a period of the most tremendous persecution. He had been given freedom to appear, security, protection to appear before Worms. But that protection had been withdrawn before he appeared in Worms. And he could say, if there were as many devils in Worms as there are tiles on the roofs of the buildings, I will go. On the Wartburg, he had a period of rest, a sabbatical year, one might say, which he was ready to translate the New Testament from the Greek into German. He was ready to write many other things, and it would be worth a quarter's course to study what Luther did on the Wartburg during that period. Let this statue say to us, finally, brethren, be of good courage. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.